What yoga should you do when you're tired? I'm going to tell you in this video. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with the teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you are new here, thank you so much for subscribing and turning on those notifications. In the month of January of 2018, I have been putting out a brand new video like this every single day for our New Year 30-Day Yoga Challenge. On day 30, you will get a video for what yoga can I practice when I am sick. And then after that, on February 7th, Mary O'Meara from Om Yoga will be a guest on this channel, and she will be giving you a Valentine's Day vinyasa flow, 15-minute vinyasa flow, and then I will be making a Valentine's Day yin yoga chest opener for her channel. On February 14th, it will be how to modify melting heart pose in yin yoga on my channel. If those videos sound helpful for you, then when you subscribe and press that little bell, these videos will show up in your subscription feed, and also you'll get all the videos from our 30-day challenge this month, and you can stay with us all year for our amazing videos and collaborations. If you are feeling tired and exhausted, I'm going to share with you the best kind of yoga to help you feel refreshed in a short amount of time. We live in a world where we are exposed to a lot of artificial light through screens. We consume caffeine to keep going, and we're stressed by work, family, and social commitments. Because our lives are so demanding, we spend a lot of time in the sympathetic nervous system or fight or flight mode. And when our sympathetic nervous system is always activated, we feel anxious. We have difficulty thinking clearly, and we're unable to process our emotions or feel connected to our bodies. It's a short time to having difficulty sleeping and then to all-out fatigue and exhaustion. We often forget just how important sleep is to our overall health. Luckily, there is a whole genre of yoga dedicated to our sleep. It's a guided meditation called Yoga Nidra. Nidra means sleep. Yoga Nidra is a sleep-based conscious relaxation meditation technique. It's a yogic sleep where you're guided from a dream state into a deep sleep state, and finally to a deep state of relaxation where your thoughts drop right off, yet you're still fully aware. Yoga Nidra, or sleep yoga, is a form of meditation where you get all the benefits of meditation and a deep night's sleep. And if you've practiced yoga before, you'll be familiar with something called Shavasana or corpse pose, where you lie down at the end of a yoga class. Well, Yoga Nidra is kind of like that, except you get to lie down for longer while you're guided through rotating your awareness throughout your whole body. So you begin by focusing on your physical body, which allows you to relax. And then throughout the meditation, you're taken into the deeper layers of your emotional and your energetic bodies to a place where you're no longer concerned about your to-do list and your endless obligations. And this will help you rest deeply and relieve fatigue and exhaustion. Yoga Nidra will slow your body down and allow for deep restoration. When you're sleeping, your sleep can often be quite restless and not actually restful. And if you carry the tension of your day into your sleeping hours, then your unconscious mind keeps going and you can be working out the tension of your day all night long. During Yoga Nidra, your heart rate slows down, your blood pressure slows, your endocrine system is given a chance to recover. One of the most famous yoga teachers of our time, Dharma Mitra, he says even 20 minutes of Yoga Nidra or sleep yoga is equal to 2 hours of sleep. And if you practice for 60 to 90 minutes, he says it's equivalent to 4 hours of sleep. So there's a lot of numbers floating around out there about how many hours of sleep you get when you practice yoga nidra. But one thing I know for sure is that it's incredibly restorative. And when I'm feeling tired, if I lie down and practice yoga nidra, it's the perfect way to recharge my batteries in a short amount of time. So I encourage you to give it a try. I have several yoga nidra classes in my membership community, and I will link to that in the show notes. So if you press show more on YouTube, then you will get all these links and a link to sign up to our membership community if you're not already a member. Plus, I will link to the yoga nidra that I recorded in 2010. I can't believe I haven't done one since then. It was episode 15, actually. That we did that one. I did a sun salutations to calm your body down, and then we did a guided yoga nidra. However, don't lose sleep over this. One of my main intentions in 2018 and plans is to start teaching a lot more yoga nidra. So be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications, especially on my main channel, which is youtube.com/drmelissawest for yoga nidra. In fact, we are already preparing our bodies for yoga nidra in our live Monday meditation classes in our membership community right now. We're doing meditations to prepare for yoga nidra. If you made it all the way to the end of the video, put "I love yoga nidra" in the comments. Thank you so much for pressing that like button. And if you know somebody who would be curious about this even, then feel free to share this video with them, especially across your socials. I think people really want to know about how to get more sleep. A lot of people are tired, and this is something that a lot of people are curious about. Be sure to subscribe, because tomorrow I have a video for you about what yoga you can do when you're sick, and chances are if you're tired, you might be sick as well. So these two things go hand in hand. Thanks so much for watching. Namaste.